Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, I'll tell you what, if you don't know the name Bob Guccione, I don't know where you've been living. I mean, this guy, you know, Penthouse founder, he's been everywhere. He was part of a big part of American pop culture for the longest time. And now there's a new two-night documentary event, Secrets of Penthouse on A&E, coming up September 4th and 5th. And we are so happy to have the youngest son of Bob Guccione, Nicholas Guccione, on with us. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing great. And listen, I know that name so well, Bob Guccione. And was he even at one time, did they have some kind of a character on Saturday Night Live that portrayed him?
I don't know. That's a good question. If they didn't, they should have.
Yeah, He was such a character. How was he as a dad?
He was good. He was, always cooking for us when he could, when he wasn't too busy, looking at slides of naked women and, you know, doing his work with the magazine. He would, you know, do his best to take care of us, cook us dinner and be there. But he wasn't the greatest dad in the world, let's face it. He was a little bit, let's say, distracted.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
There you go.
And when Penthouse came out, what was the big difference between that and Playboy?
Well, you know, it goes back to what has been called, quote unquote, the pubic wars. You know, the pubic hair wars, when Playboy was, you know, just showing beautiful naked women, mostly topless. You know, maybe a hint of pubic hair, but not even.
Right.
Dad was the first one to ever show a real hint of pubic hair. And then it kind of became the pubic wars, they called it.
And then they
tried to outdo each other. But my dad won that one, you know. And we started showing more.
Much, much more erotic. And Bob died in 2010. And I was surprised to learn he had lost his entire fortune. And that's part of this documentary.
Yes, it's totally a shame and heartbreaking. But, you know, I think he outlived his means, if that's the right way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he outreached his wealth. He thought the money just would keep flowing in, but due to different reasons, business decisions, et cetera, it didn't. It stopped, and we got into debt, and he lost everything, unfortunately. And then, unfortunately, his wife at the time, Kathy Keaton, who was instrumental in the success of Penthouse and Omni magazine, if you remember.
Oh, Omni, yeah, sure.
You know, passed away from breast cancer. And when she went, he lost a lot of his oomph and desire to live, I think. And he had cancer himself. So it was quite tragic. But, you know, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking to Nicholas Guccione here on the National Defense, the youngest son of Penthouse founder Bob Guccione, and A&E's two-night documentary event, Secrets of Penthouse, September 4th and 5th. You know, when I think about your dad, all I think about is the open shirt, the chest hair, the gold necklaces that he had, and that was kind of his image, right?
Yeah, he liked that image, go figure. Not my style, but hey.
Well, you know, that was kind of in the days of what was it? Studio 54.
54.
Yeah, and I mean, he was a big part of that deal, and I'm sure that he knew everybody in show business.
Not really. He was a quiet guy, to tell you.
Really?
He liked to put on this persona. Yeah, absolutely, man. No, he liked to put on this persona of this kind of like suave, you know, swaggering,
right,
Sicilian American guy with the like you said, the open shirt and the chains. But at the end of the day, he was just a pajama kind of guy, sit in his room, watch TV. He loved Mike Tyson. Tyson used to come to the house a lot, and he loved boxing. I love boxing. Now I love UFC and martial arts, you know, MMA.
Sure.
But no, he was a normal guy, to tell you the truth, behind closed doors. He just put on that facade, and hey, Go figure.
Hey, well, so what did you think about this documentary? Did they get it right? Did they, you know, I know you were a big part of this, and obviously a lot of it is so personal because the documentary talks about how he basically tore his family apart with a lot of the things that he was doing. Was that painful to go back through?
Oh, definitely. It was painful and upsetting, but it's not as bad as A&E makes it out. You know, A&E wants that approach to everything. Of course, they want that dramatic, you know, approach to everything, especially with their new series, Secrets of.
Right.
You know, whether
right.
it be America, Chippendales, or what have you, Playboy. But so they go always going for that. But at the end of the day, I think Curious Films did a great job of doing this documentary. I shot with them for 5 days. A&E are just distributing what Curious Films did. So A&E doesn't have a huge part in this. They just did the trailers. And, of course, the trailers they make are always, like, if for one example, I want to just kind of capsulize this, important to me, that there's one instance in the trailer where a man, I forget whom it is, says, oh, yeah, the Dark Prince of Porn or something like that. But that was taken out of context because I remember that interview to a degree where he said people thought of him as the quote-unquote Dark Prince of Porn. But they just took that one little clip, so... You know,
oh, yeah, well, and they're always going to do that. You know, they're always going to sensationalize everything. But now, so
right.
What kind of a relationship, or did they have a relationship, your dad and Hugh Hefner?
They didn't have one. There was no animosity. I said this on another interview, that I met Hugh Hefner once by chance in a hole-in-the-wall strip club on Sunset Boulevard way back, going 20 years back. He had no entourage, nor did I. We sat together, we talked. I said, hey, I'm Bob's son. He goes, hey, nice to meet you, Nicholas. And, you know, we shook hands. I said, love your magazine, love what you do. God bless, goodbye. And that was it.
Huh.
So there was no animosity, no relationship between Dad and Hugh.
Interesting.
There was no animosity.
Interesting. Hey, they were both businessmen, right?
That's right. We both wanted to highlight the beauty of the female form without abusing them. When people attacked my dad and even Hugh Hefner and others, saying that, oh, we abuse women and that, you know, we disrespect them, treat them like objects, that's not true. There are obviously people who do that. But let me tell you, Dad and Hugh Hefner did not. We gave them an opportunity to showcase their beauty. Women are exhibitionists by nature. We gave them a platform to do that. We paid them, and they loved it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
that was the first time that I was truthfully able to say, I read Penthouse because I like reading. And the Penthouse had the Forum, so I did read.
Thanks. That's right. Forum was a great success. And, part of them were real letters, I'm sure. They really were. In fact, again, I worked in the mailroom, so there were real letters coming from people.
I'll bet.
Let's face it.
Oh,
let's
man.
Let's face it. How many of those letters were true? I don't know.
You're right. I'm excited to see this. A&E, it premieres September 4th and 5th, and The Secrets of Penthouse. Nicholas, thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Randy. Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.